With a heart of thanksgiving, we enter into the tabernacle of Almighty Yahweh to bless you and to praise you. We enter in before your presence, our precious Abba, to thank you for your wonderful blessings that you have poured down upon the house of Israel. As we consider all that you have done, as we are watchful to consider you and to realize that all things come from you, Yahweh. You have given us the breath of life today and health. You've given us all the ability to labor today, to walk, and to endure in this time that we're in. And I bless you for that. I thank you in the precious name and the hope of Yahshua HaMashiach. We ask you to strengthen us all today. Those that will hear this message tonight, those that will receive it as they're listening on the live stream, those gathered with Brother Nathan there in Houston, Texas, we ask you to strengthen us all by the words of faith that will cause us to repent of our ways and acknowledge you in all things. So we ask you to help and strengthen us all, to forgive us of our transgressions and our iniquitous ways that we have defied the Torah. We have gone astray, applying our own applications to your truth. You have given us instruction. You have given us a purpose for us, that we may do all things to please you. So we ask you tonight to help us all, because we are in need of your help, Yahweh. We ask you to strengthen the precious brothers and sisters in every nation upon the face of the earth, to give them great strength. We pray for the shalom of Jerusalem, because we believe that you will prosper those that bless Jerusalem. So we bless the city of our Abba this night. We thank you, Yahweh, for everything, the trials, the tribulations. We bless you for all things. As we consider many, in many parts of the world, even in this nation of America, as many suffer great things, which our light afflictions cannot be compared to the tremendous affliction that many are suffering. As I thought today as we were laboring, quite warm here in Jefferson, South Carolina, but it's warmer in other places, even in the States. What I thought about those young men, women, there in Iraq, with temperatures of 116, 20, and 23 degrees, they must be combat ready at all times. Bulletproof vests, boots. They're not dwelling in air-conditioned buildings. Yet how even their own mind plays with them, the reality of things. When I consider all those things, I'm very thankful. And I bless you, Yahweh. As you defeat your people throughout the world, feed them with the manner of the Shemayim. Give them bread that is convenient, and meet the needs of those that are suffering. A little rice, something green to eat, some milk, a little tea for their belly, some bread. I pray for them, Yahweh. As we see and consider many of our brothers and sisters, their plight is so difficult. So we look at a precious brother like Pastor Adji in Ghana. You look at his precious children. You got no shoes for their feet. You sense a very beautiful spirit upon his wife. Yet you sent a pleasantry about our brother. So bless him. And men in situations like him that will labor for the integrity of the truth of the Torah that to knock and this revived covenant in Yahshua the Lamb that gives us life and hope and give us revelation of the profoundness of your Torah teachings. So we bless you tonight. Bless us all to rejoice with great gladness. Touch everybody, your healing anointing. Touch Brother Dolphus as he battles with this affliction in his head. Heal him, I pray. Yahshua's mighty name. We trust you for the victory. We believe you for all things, and we have the victory in Yahshua the Lamb. We thank you, Yahweh, and we bless you for all things in that precious name. And all the people of Yahweh cried, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Bless the name of Yahweh.
Come on, we're going to worship that name one time, every heart. Come on.
Worship the
Lord, name of
Yahweh. Worship the name of Yahweh.
Ah, yes.
Yah is my rock. Yah is my fortress. Yah is my deliverer.
In Hamashiach will I trust.
Worship the name of Yah.
Ah, yes. Come on, one chorus. We're going to love that name, every heart. Will I trust
the
Lord, name of Yahweh? Come on and worship that mighty name. Come on. Come on and lift your hands and shout hallelujah.
Ah,
oh, yes. Come on and bless that name. Praise his wonderful name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ah, yes.
In moments like these, I sing out a song. I sing out a song to Yahweh. In moments like these, I lift up my hands. I lift up my hands to Yahweh. Singing, I love Yahweh.
Ah, yes.
Singing, I
the hour that living is, you surely
look right
before
Yahweh.
In the hour that we're living in, you sure must be born again. You sure must be born again by Yahweh.
Sing,
my soul cries, you
Yahweh.
My soul cries, yes, my soul cries, you
Yahweh.
My soul cries, I love you.
I love you,
Yahweh. Come on, every heart.
I sing a song.
You must be born again. You must
Sing that again. I love you, Yahweh. Come on.
Singing, I love Yahweh. Singing,
I love you. I bless you,
Yahweh.
Singing,
I
love you. Love you, Yahweh. Come on in, Shabbat
Yahweh.
Come on, hallelujah, way. Give thanks unto Yahweh, for he is worthy of all praises. Hallelujah, way.
Ah, yes.
Already seen that like it has
perfect.
I do lay all of my burden down at Yahweh. Sing it from your hearts again.
I do cast all of my cares upon Yahweh.
I'll cast them upon Him.
I lay all of my burdens down at Your feet.
It's time
I don't know.
Come on, lift your hands. We cast all We cast all of our cares and our burdens upon you, Almighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We cast them all upon you. Now may it be the excellence of your anointing and the power of your Ruach. Give us that strength and the power of deliverance from every hardship, from everything that tends to bind us, whereby we do not move in the power of your liberty, but whom the power of the revelation, the Yahshua HaMashiach, makes free. We are free indeed. We are free to worship you, Yahweh, and to bless you. And for that we thank you, we praise you. We worship you and we bless you. Let every word spoken tonight be an inspiration to the heart of your people. Whomever may hear it, let it strengthen the inward man and give them resolute in their own mind that you are real and that your word is everlasting. So we bless you tonight. Intrigue us all as we ask, as we wait patiently to receive your truth. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. And all of his people cried, hallelujah, way. Hallelujah, way. Look to your neighbor and say, Yahweh blesses you and keeps you. Shalom. You may be seated. A wonderful thing to give thanks unto Yahweh. What a blessed assurance he gives us. That is the strength of our assurance and the blessing. When we give thanks unto him, we know that he has all things under control. When you do not give thanks unto him, it is a sign that you do not believe what he says. So he wants us to give thanks with a fervent heart. And he wants us to mean that when we give thanks unto him. And that is what Yahweh wants. So give thanks in everything you do. Give thanks unto him. Come on, Deacon Benny. Ready to hear something. I'm tired. I do bless Yahweh for this. For the brothers to come and to bless you all. May he bless you all tonight.
Thank you, Abba Yahweh. Bless you, Abba Yahweh. Precious Son, Yeshua HaMashiach. And truly, if we are a people that love Abba Yahweh and believe the truth of his precious Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, that he died to give us eternal life, sure, we should do what the scriptures say. It said, everything that have breath, and everybody that said that have breath tonight, should praise Abba Yahweh. But there are no excuse. Well, you can say Deacon Bennett was hot today, and I'm tired. Well, turn with me to Daniel. Daniel 3 and 19. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spoke and commanded that they should heat the furnace 7 times more than it want to be heated. Daniel 3:20 say, and he commanded the most mighty valiant warriors that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these valiant warriors were bound in their coats and their hosen and their hats and their other garments and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flames of the fire slew those valiant warriors that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three valiant warriors, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down and bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spoke and said in his counselors, did not we cast three valiant warriors bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said to the king, true, O king. And they walked in the middle of the fire, praising Yahweh and blessing Yahweh. And they was in the midst of a consuming fire. And here we here in hot weather and have a place that we can go be cool. We have air conditioners in the cool room. We have air conditioners in the tabernacle. And still, we complain and murmur about Abba Yahweh. And it said they praised Abba Yahweh in the midst of a consuming fire because of Abba Yahweh was in the midst of them. And Abba Yahweh is in the midst of us as well. And we trust in his Torah. If his mishpat is truly in our hearts, saints, it would come out. We would give Abba Yahweh the praise if he's truly in our lab, Abba Yahweh. There's something wrong that we can't praise Abba Yahweh, and we said we're sons of Abba Yahweh. Because this battle is real, saints. We had a brother preach a message telling us about willing. That it takes a willing heart. What is our heart delight in, saints? Do our hearts delight in the Torah? Or in the mishpat of Abba Yahweh? Or are we trusting this arm of this flesh? Because he said this battle is not against flesh and blood, but this battle is a spiritual battle. A battle that we need Abba Yahweh to win this battle. Because we cannot win without him, saints. Only in him is our trust. I bless you, Abba Yahweh. Turn to Yeshaya, Isaiah 25:8. And we can get the victory, saints. We're not getting the victory, saints, because we're not trusting in Abba Yahweh. But we're trusting in the arm of this flesh. That's what we go to for our comfort, saints. And we know what the scriptures say. The scriptures say that this flesh is enmity against Abba Yahweh, saints. We got a battle ahead, saints. For we have heard a word. But we are people that don't cheat off, saints. Hear what the word is speaking to the Kedushans. And we don't take it to heart. Because if we took it to heart, saints, the word would be grounded and rooted within our heart. And we can endure and overcome every battle that the enemy bring against us, saints. But we're not overcoming because we're not believing in what's being spoken to us, saints. And we heard it from so many brothers. The pastor, Brother Jermaine, Brother Patrick, and the other brother, like Brother Dale, and the other brother that spoke to us. But only just stay for a moment. Once we leave the building, it's gone. We think no more about it, saints. Or neither do we even seek it when we get home. And that is our strength, this word. That is our life, saints. Yahshua, Isaiah 25:8 said, turn with me first before I read that. Turn to Matthew 4:1. For we have no excuse. I won't say what is your excuse. I say we have no excuse. Because Abba Yahweh sent his son. We quote that scripture. Abba Yahweh so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. But because of his son that we have eternal life. But there's another part. And the other part, saint, is that we got to walk by his Torah. And we got to trust in his mishpat, saint. Then Yahshua was led by the Ruach into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, after he was a hungered. And so many people use that scripture, my flesh is weak, but the Ruach is willing. But saying right here, what I'm reading right here, I'm going to show you that you can overcome. And that's not going to be an excuse for you in the time when you stand before Abba Yahweh. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if you be the son of Yahweh, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Abba Yahweh. Oh, if that word is in us, saints, we can get the victory. He said, if you resist the devil, he will flee. And he will flee if you speak the truth unto him. If you speak the word of Abba Yahweh, we'll be life unto your soul, saints. But because we trusting in his flesh, saints, there's no life in us, saints. That's why we're not getting the victory over this flesh, saints. Then the devil takes him up into the Kodesh city and sets him on the pinnacle of the great tabernacle and says to him, if you be the son of Yahweh, cast yourself down and you be challenged the same way to prove yourself of being a son of Yahweh. How are you doing with your battle? Cast yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his Melechim charge concerning you. And in their hand, they shall bear you up. At least at any time, you dash your foot against a stone, and he will bear you up too, if you just trust in him. If the Torah become real in your soul, saints, he will bear you up as well. But we just don't believe it, saints. Of all this word that's being spoken to us, it's just not real to us. And as time is getting shorter and shorter, saints, even Satan knows how short of his time is. That's why he's trying to bring confusion in the house. That's why he's trying to bring a separation against a husband and wife. That's why he's trying to take the mind of the young people, to make them want the desires of the world, to make them desire the things in the world. Saints, this battle is real. And we're fighting a real battle for our souls. Whether you believe it or not, the time is coming that we are going to find out, saints. And it's time to take his word serious and let it be grounded and rooted within our hearts, saints. That we walk in true condition, saints. He said, those that are lukewarm, he's going to spew you out of his mouth. And saying he's just not talking. Because he's so personal that he sent his son to show us that we can endure and that we can overcome every obstacle and every woe and wile of this flesh that bring us, that tries to make us go against the Torah of Abba Yahweh. But we need him tonight, saints, to cleanse us and purge us of this old mind and this old body, that we be emptied out, that his Ruah Kodesh enter in, saints. For it said, it lead and guide us into all truth. And we need to be led into all truth, saints. Because this flesh don't give us nothing but a false illusion, saints. That's not real. This is real right here. This is our soul keeper right here. But this is a mirror that every time we look into that, we see ourselves. We don't like to look in it that much. And some don't like to look in it at all. Because it shows you, you. And you don't want to see that. You want the thing to make this flesh happy and please it. And so it's showing it's you. And you do like the scriptures say, those that are called by my name, just humble themselves, fast and pray, and turn from their wicked ways. He said, then he will make you a condition. And that we will have to do. We're not going in with our ways and our will and our thoughts, saints. He says, the way that seems right to man. Yeah. But you know the scripture, saying that the end is death. We quote scripture, saints, but the scripture just don't take root in our hearts, saints. There's so many scriptures that come out of our mouth, but they never into our heart. That we judge it ourselves to make sure that we're walking in the precious Ruach of Abba Yahweh. Especially when Abba Yahweh said that we should all be on one accord and in one mind. How could that be? If I got confusion with me and my brother, or me and my sister, somebody's not walking in the spirit in the Ruach Abba Yahweh. Somebody's walking in their own will and their own way. Well, if that be so, why we can't humble ourselves? Abba Yahweh told us, let us have meekness. Without fight, why we can't get together and pray and resolve that thing. It's a good thing on Monday night the sisters pray. All right, on Wednesday we come. What do the prayer be about on Monday night? Do y'all be praying about Abba Yahweh? I can't tell when we come into the tabernacle on Wednesday night. When the pastor get up here and he got to coerce us to praise Abba Yahweh. The brother pray on Friday night all night long. What do we pray about? Do we come in here and go to sleep? On Sabbath day, I don't hear no praise of Abba Yahweh. Something is wrong, saint. What are we doing when we come in here? And we say we love them. After the question we put out there, do you love? I asked every last one of y'all, do you love Abba Yahweh? You would say, yeah. And you know what the scriptures say about a liar? We would be lying, wouldn't we? This thing got to be real in us, saints. We got to quit playing. Because one thing for sure, we're supposed to be an example for our brother, our sister. They got to see Abba Yahweh in us. And they can't tell if we're walking in the truth or not. But the only thing about that, saint, if y'all see one that's not walking in the truth, instead of praying for them, helping them out, y'all rather slander them and talk about them and try to bring them down. And that's not a son of Abba Yahweh, our child of Abba Yahweh. We're supposed to be our brother's keeper and our sister as well. We're supposed to have a true and pure love for one another, saint. That shouldn't nothing, not this flesh, not anything that Satan tried to bring against us to make us to detour from helping one another, that we all make it in to that kingdom to see Abba Yahweh. Because we can do it. The scriptures say one could put 1,000, two could put 10,000, and we all get together saying, oh, what can we do? Satan got to go. Satan got to go. Brother Jermaine told us all it takes is a willing heart. A willing heart, saints. Bless you, Abba Yahweh. And says to him, if you be the son of Yahweh, cast yourself down, for it is written, he shall give you his melechim, charge concerning you. In their hand they shall bear you up, at least at any time you dash your foot against a stone. Yahshua said to him, it is written again, you shall not tempt Yahweh your Abba. Again, the devil takes him up into the exceeding high mountain and shows him all the kingdom of the world and the splendor of them. And that's what Satan is doing to his people today. Showing them all the splendor of this world to try to turn them away from the Torah. And because of the man is not weak, because the man is weak and not on the Torah, and not trusting the mishpachs, we're easily drove into them things. Instead of going into his word and letting that bring a peace to our soul. Let that be a strength that we overcome them obstacles that Satan tried to build stumbling block in our way. Yahshua said to him, it is written, you shall not be tempted, not tempt Yahweh your Abba again. The devil takes him up into the exceeding high mountain and shows him all the kingdom of the world and the splendor of them. And said to him, all these things will I give to you. And the same he said to you, saints, if you will fall down and worship me. Then said Yahshua to him, get you hence, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship Yahweh your Abba, and him only shall you serve. Then the devil leaves him, and behold, the Melechim come and minister to him. Ain't too much ministering to the saints today. Because the saints are not calling on the right one. The saints are calling on the thing that pleases the flesh because it brings gratification. They're not seeking the word of Abba Yahweh to bring comfort to their soul. Because there's those that are listening on the live stream want to compromise with the truth. That's why they call a man servant. With the wise and the ifs and the buts, because they want a little part of the world and still say they're sons of Abba Yahweh. But it don't work that way. Abba Yahweh said when we was engrafted unto him by his son, that we're no more our own. We have been bought with a price. the price of his precious son, Yeshua HaMashiach. And that blood is not going to be in vain, saints. I'm telling you, when he comes, he is coming in vengeance. Because he's given us a space of time to repent of all our doing that we have done against his Torah. And all of the word that we have spoken, that we have lied about his mishpat, saying they're in our heart, but they're just on our lips, saints. It's time for the true condition to stand, saints. Because he is going to have a remnant that's going to stand. Whether it be you he cut off or whether it be me, he's going to have a remnant, saints, that's going to stand and proclaim the true condition of Abba Yahweh. No, like that song go, 99 and a half won't do. We got to make 100, saints. He sent his son to show us we could make 100, saints. And there's no excuse. And we follow our example. And we let that man of Yeshua HaMashiach be in us. We can endure it. We can walk at true condition. Not only can we walk it, we can live it too.
Yes, we can.
And every word that come out of our mouth will be that of Torah. Not of the things of no meaningless. You know how it goes, the idle mind is a devil workshop. A mind can't get idle thinking about Abba Yahweh. What's wrong with a son? See, these things be said to us plenty of time to strengthen us, to keep us through the day. But we take it for naught. No matter where we're on the land or where we're working. There should be a scripture, like the pastor said, in our mind. There should be a song in our heart. It don't have to be a long song, but it should be something unto Abba Yahweh. Abba Yahweh, giving the devil no room to enter in. I put thoughts in our mind to turn us away from the Torah, because we need that every minute of the day. And every hour as we walk, we need to think scripture. Because what we take to be little, the devil take to be big. And the only way that we can overcome that is by our precious Abba Yahweh. So let him anoint our eyes, saints. And let him start brightening our tongue. The righteous words come from our lips, saints. That to help a brother or sister, saints. Let that be coming out of our lips. That is our strength, saints. Let that word be truly grounded in our hearts, saints. Let it be there. Let it be there. That we be the true condition that Abba Yahweh want us to be. Because we don't want to be no Esau. Say Esau Abba Yahweh with tears. And it didn't do him no good, saints. So why he can't be found, saints? Let us seek him. That he take hold of us. And that he wash us and cleanse us and bring us back into the fold. Turn with me to Corinthians. For we do have the victory in Yeshua HaMashiach, his son. And because we are one with him, we have the victory of Abba Yahweh. Abba Yahweh. Because he is so good to the house. And he have blessed us abundantly. And it's not by our doings, even though we act like it's by our doing. Because we do not give Abba Yahweh the praise for the things that he do. And for giving us the victory. Corinthians 15 and 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of Yahweh. Neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, Corinthians 15 and 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Now, he's talking about the condition there. At the last trump, for the shofar shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Don't you want that change, saints? For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that it is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? Oh, saints, don't you want that victory? Let the word cleanse you tonight, saints, because you won't have no victory if there's a sting of sin in you, saints. You won't have no victory at all, saints. Oh, grave, where is your victory? For we have won. This was an example on that one. Yahshua HaMashiach. For he got up. And I ain't going to let that be taken away from me, saints. And I'm going to get up, saints. Because I'm going to trust in the words that he speaks. The sting of death is sin. And the strength of sin is the Torah. But free unmerited love and favor be to Yahweh, which gives us the victory through our sovereign Yahshua HaMashiach. And here's our victory giver, saints. Oh, if only we just believe it, saints. Oh, don't let the word be denounced, saints. Oh, but let it go into your heart, saints. Turn to Yochanan 1 John 5 and 4. It says, whatsoever is born of Yahweh overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And our faith in his precious son, Yahshua HaMashiach, because he overcame the world. And we are his condition. Being in that one man, one accord, we are with our Abba Yahweh. Who is he that overcome the world but he that believes that Yahshua is the Son of Yahweh? Oh, yes, Abba Yahweh. I thank you, Abba Yahweh, for your Son. For he showed me that I can endure no matter what test that I come against, that he can make me overcomer. He can move that mountain because there's nothing that I can do of myself. Only through him. That is our victory, saints. And we can get the victory. And we get in that one mind, being on one accord. And we come into the house, saints. Let us be in that one mind and be on one accord. Because, saints, I know it could be a louder noise than what it be made in here, saints. It's very few. It's very few. And Pastor Arway have told us the thing that we engage in to please this flesh. It'd be such a joyful noise, saints. I mean a thundering noise. Why we can't give the one that gave breathe the breath of life in us that thundering noise as a thing that we do that please the flesh like playing softball or basketball. Why we can't give our Abba Yahweh that praise like that, saints? Like I say, saint, I ain't going to ask, what is the excuse? There's no excuse, saint. There's no excuse. But we just bow down to our flesh. Abba Yahweh is not real in our hearts, saints, like it should be. No, it's not, saint. We don't have a pure love for one another like it should be. That's the truth, saint. That's the truth. That's the truth. That's the truth. Because when we come together, and we have that pure love for one another, And we all have the man of Abba Yahweh. And my brother prayed in Abba Yahweh. And my sister prayed in Abba Yahweh. Then something is wrong if I'm not open my mouth to pray Abba Yahweh. And we both supposed to have been immersed by the same Father, Abba Yahweh, by his precious son, Yahshua HaMashiach. Something is wrong, saint. Something is bad wrong. That I can hear my sister and you can't hear me. And then I'm going to tell you, I love Abba Yahweh. She got more love for him than I got. And we both trying to make it in. Something is wrong. The love of Abba Yahweh is not true in my heart. If I'm not praising him like she praising him. I mean, no time giving Abba Yahweh praise. No time. Saints, don't tell me you love Abba Yahweh. Don't tell me that. Something is very wrong. And the truth is not in you. Because they should be a praise. If you believe he's the one that gave you life, and you believe that you've been grafted by Abba Yahweh, by his precious son, Yahshua HaMashiach, if you believe that, if you don't believe it, I understand why you trusted in the flesh. Because your mind is still carnal. This thing has got to be real, saints. I know I keep expounding that it got to be real because I want you to let it take root within your heart that it is real. Because it is a heaven and it is a hell. And one of them you're going, saints, whether you believe it or not. It's your choice. But you will find out. You will find out. We better start taking this truth to heart. Old one, middle-aged one, young ones. Satan is no respecter person. He's trying to take the young one just as well as the old one. And I'm telling you, it don't seem like the young one's giving too much of a battle. And there's no reason why they couldn't fight. Much truth that being spoken here, they can endure. They can endure. No, parents, the word has been spoken to them, just like us. They're old enough to defend for themselves. They know what's wrong and what's right. They got to give accountability for themselves. We can't make them go to heaven. Neither anything that we can do to put them in heaven. It's up to them. It's up to them. And the judgment time is coming. And there won't be no excuse when you stand before Abba Yahweh. Because he's giving you time. And he's showing you through his Torah what you need to do. How you need to walk. What you need to say. Of being a set apart people. Of Kedushim. Not being a part of this world. I'm not even trying to be like the world. I'm not even trying to speak like the world, dress like the world, act like the world. And we're a set apart people. How can we be a set apart people if they see us in some kind of way that they say we like them? There are no difference. There got to be a difference. They got to know that there's something about us to let them know that we're serving Abba Yahweh, that the world is not in us no more. Even though we're in this world, we're not of this world. For we got a home, and it's not made by hands, saints. Don't you want that home, saints? I know I do. Abba Yahweh have gave me a chance. And I want to prove myself to him, saints. Because I don't want his son's blood to be in vain. Because they're taking it too personal, saints, to send his son to give up his life for a wicked person like me. And I wasn't worthy, saints. Forgive me, Abba Yahweh. Please forgive me, Abba Yahweh. Saying that's worth me. Give up my all to try to make it in. I don't want to lose out on it, saints. Not just to have the pleasure of this world for just a moment. I don't want it, saints. I don't want it. I'd rather trust his Torah
I'd rather take a chance to go this way. If I'm going wrong, I just go wrong. I'm gonna keep on going, saint. I ain't going back out there. No. I know what was out there before I came in. So I ain't going back out there, saint. I'm just going to fall on my knees and keep calling on Yahweh. How long it takes, I'm going to keep doing it, saint. Yeah, I'm going to try to make it in, saint. I want to see him. As the song said, I want to look upon his face. Yeah, I want to stand up on the streets of gold. Yeah, I'm definitely going to lift my voice. Yeah, I'm going to lift my voice. I'm going to let him know how glad I am that I made it over, saint. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Sam, ain't no hesitation in that, saint. There should be no hesitation in us giving him the praise when they awaken us each morning and bring us into the tabernacle in the morning and in the evening and keeping us all through the day. Yeah, it was hot, but did not one of us fall out. Didn't one of us fall out. He provided us with some Gatorade to drink, some water to drink. Oh, what a mighty Yahweh we serve. When there's countries, they can't get no water. Countries dying because of heat. And here we are sitting in a cool place. Nobody's sick. Everybody's breathing. There's somebody dying right now. And we can't give Abba Yahweh the praise. Oh, forgive me, Abba Yahweh. Oh, forgive me, Abba Yahweh. Yes, Abba Yahweh. I thank you, Abba Yahweh. I thank you, Abba Yahweh. Yes, bless you, Abba Yahweh. Bless you. Turn to Giyana, Revelation 15:1. Yes, he's worthy. I will bless him. Giyana, Revelation 15:1. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven melachim, heaven the seven last plagues. For in them is filled up with the wrath of Yahweh. And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of Abba Yahweh. And they sing the song of Moshe, the servant of Yahweh, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are your works, Yahweh Almighty. Just and true are your ways, you King of the Kodesh saints. Who shall not fear you, O Yahweh, and magnify and honor your name, for you only are Kodesh. For all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgment are made manifest. Abba Yahweh gonna do his part, saint, because he's promised it. It's just up to the condition to do their part. Abba Yahweh ain't gonna let us down. We let him down too many times, saint. Yes, we do, saints. Yes. He going to give us the victory. And we just trust in his Torah. And walk and let the mishmash be rooted within our hearts. For that is our strength. That's how our son overcame when that final test came for him. When he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. And he had his brothers in there praying with him. And because just like us, the flesh get weary. And when the flesh get weary, we fall heed to it. We get sleepy just like them. And we do just like them, close our eyes. And he went back once he got confirmation from Abba Yahweh. He didn't need them no more. He went on through the battle, saints. Saints, we need to be true condition saints. We need to let Abba Yahweh work for our heart. Break up that old stony heart. Make it a heart that's pliable. Make it a heart out of flesh, saints.
quit fighting this truth. Get some meekness about you, saint. Without fight, saint. It don't make no difference how much Abba Yahweh take the power and whoop our butts with the truth. Let's just do like you say, humble ourselves and repent for our good, saints. For we are like little children. He'll do it this time. Then the pastor get up and he had to go through it again. Then another brother get up and he had to go through it again. Because we're like the children. We are going to do it again, saints. We are going to do it again. Yeah, the word is going to be spoken again. That's true. That's true. Because y'all will not listen no further until y'all go out that door. That's true, saints. The word is true. Whether y'all listen or not. Whether you get upset at what I'm saying about when y'all go out that door, the word is still true. The word is still true. What you do? Prove me wrong. I don't have no problem with that. As you walk, when we go out this door, keep Abba Yahweh with you. That he be on your mind every hour and every minute of the day. I don't have no problem with that, saint. I love that. Because I'm a condition just like you. And when you speak the truth of Abba Yahweh, I'm with you. That searches my heart, saint. And it keeps me in check. It keeps me in check. And I need to be in check. Because I want to make it in. And it helps me repent of the wrongdoing of the things that I say that's not Abba Yahweh. God, I want to make it in. Yeah, this battle is coming to an end. And it's coming shorter than we think, saint. And we're playing around too much, saint. For us, it's now for us to become as one man and being on one accord. That we be stronger and we be closely knitted together in the strength of Abba Yahweh. I bless you, Abba Yahweh. For your truth is our strength, Abba Yahweh. Turn to Giyana 3:18. Yes, let's make the devil mad, saint. Because we can get the victory over him. Said you resist the devil, he'll flee. He will flee, saint. If you resist him in the truth of Abba Yahweh, keep them scriptures in your heart. See, that's one thing about the devil. He quoted the scriptures too, is that true? But it said he couldn't live them because he said he was alive from the beginning. We're serving truth. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. That's the one we're serving. And one thing for sure, Satan knows that. But the conditional law of Yahweh knows it. I counsel you to buy me gold tried in the fire, that you may be rich and white raiment, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness do not appear. And let that not be so, saints. Let us be clothed in the garment of the righteousness of Abba Yahweh. And anoint your eye with eye salve, that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. And we get upset for the rebuke and the chasing. And he said, as many as I love, we show how much we love him, don't we? Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Now, that's a hard word, ain't it? Repent. That's a hard word there. Repent. We try to justify our flesh instead of repenting. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, open unto him, saint. When the word is spoken unto you, open up your heart, saints. Receive the word, saints. There work the peaceful fruit of Abba Yahweh. I will come in to him and will sup with him. And he with me, and he will do it, saints. He will fill you with Kodesh Ruah, saints, if you just let him empty you out of your will and your ways and your thoughts. To him that overcome will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame
and am sat down with my Abba in his throne. He that has an ear, do you hear that saying? He said, he that has an ear, have the ear tonight, saints, to hear. Let him hear what the Ruach says to the congregation. Oh, saints, hear what the Ruach is saying to the congregation. Oh, here. Giyana, Revelation 3 and 5. It says, he that overcome, see, we rejoice. Before I finish reading, we rejoice when we hear that about our name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. Oh, it's a true rejoicing. But we never think that it's going to take us to keep our name in there. See, saints, we just ain't going to not walk in his Torah, trust in his mitzvahs, and just skip on into heaven, saints. It ain't going to be that away. But somehow or another, saints, we think that this thing is just going to be a cupcake, saints. We think it's going to be smooth, but it's not going to be that away, saints. We got to prove ourselves as a condition of Abba Yahweh, saints. It's not like we think it is, saints. It's not like we think it is. Be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Abba. Oh, and I want you to confess my name. And before his Melechim. He that has an ear, or he says again, saints, let him hear what the Ruach said to the congregation. And to the Melech of the congregation in Philadelphia write, these things says, he that is Kodesh, he that is true, he that had the key of David, he that opens no man shuts, and shuts no man opens, if you trust in Abba Yahweh. And that is true. He have proved that to us. I know your works. And behold, I have set before you an open door. Let the door be open tonight. Yes. To receive this truth into your heart, saints. That we start walking as true condition. Because we can, saints. There's no excuse. No man open. I have set before you an open door and no man can shut. For if you have a little strength, and has kept my word, and has not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which they say are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before your feet, and to know that I have loved you, because you have kept the word of my patience. I also will keep you from the hour of temptation. We trust in it, saints. When shall I come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon this earth? He will be a refuge for us, saints. Yes, behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which you have, that no man take your crown. And him that overcome will I make a pillar in the temple of Abba Yahweh. And he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name Abba Yahweh, and the name of the city of Yahweh, which is New Jerusalem, which come down out of the Shemayim for my Yahweh. I will write upon him my new name. Don't you want that new name, saint? Oh, yes, Abba Yahweh. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. Give us that ear to hear. That we hear what the Ruach is speaking in this hour. Because he's preparing us for a battle. And the only way that we endure this battle, and we believe in the truth that's being spoken to us. That's how our example, Yahshua HaMashiach, overcame. Through the word. That's how we're going to overcome. Through the word.
and we believe this word. And we let this word take root. And let's let this word be real within our lives. We can get the victory over everything, over anything. This walk of life that's coming against Abba Yahweh. Because he won't let it condition down. Because and we have the man of his son, Yahshua HaMashiach. He didn't let him down. So I know he won't let us down. So I bless y'all, saints. Thank Abba Yahweh for the time to speak to y'all. Turn back to Santa, the pastor.
And for that, we do bless him and we do thank him. We see that our precious deacon has given us what Scripture calls a classic warning to the house of Israel. And that is what he is doing in this hour, that he is trying to warn the people. It's almost like telling a child, and I think of us because we're little children. You have to repeatedly tell a child to do something. There's one thing about a child, they are never willing to do anything. They're not willing. And that is why Deacon Biddy tried to exalt us, to correct us, to admonish us, and instruct us in our deficiencies, and see where we are lacking and falling short, that we may excel in the excellence of his truth. And he gave us a truth that was poignant, straight to the point. It was not difficult to understand. It was easy to digest. It was easy to comprehend. But as he pointed out to us often, it has to do with us and our resistance of his truth. And so he sends a brother and he calls him to speak tonight. And yet he speaks on everything that we talk about. Everything that we think is so difficult. And he pinpointed everything to warn us. To warn us. And not only did he warn us, but he gave us an open door to show us how that we can enjoy the bountifulness and the plentifulness of Almighty Yahweh. Not only did he spank our backsides with the word as he expressed our butts, yet he laid before us a table that we could dine on the plentifulness of Almighty Yahweh to show us how easy it is. And he has shown us how difficult we make it because we're not willing. We don't have that obedience. We don't have that elasticity that we can. We will let Yahweh move us and apply his word in our hearts. We continue to resist that. It's to our own wall. I'm like you, my brother. I'm going into the kingdom. And he explained to me what it takes to make it into the kingdom. And there's a kingdom, and it is an eternal kingdom, brothers and sisters. It's not based upon some type of fictitious type of gospel. It's based upon truth. And truth is based upon Torah. How Yahweh governs, how he instructs, his counsel that has never been dispensed. It has never been done away with. It is not indispensable. You cannot do away with it. You cannot. It is indispensable. You can never do away with the word of Yahweh. And so he gave us simple truths that were good. I like what he said tonight. Bless me, because it actually opens up. You know, Yahweh speaks to us. If you look at Scripture, the prophets, how they would come. And the judges, dispensation of time, how they would judge and what things that they would deal with. And what Yahweh does, he breaks it down to everyone's level. So we will be without any excuse, as Deacon Benny reminded us. So you have no excuse. You have no reason to murmur, to complain, and whatsoever. Why must he continue to warn us this way and speak to us? Because we are just like little children. He will love to feed us with meat. But we can't handle the strong things of Yahweh. Little children, I write unto you that you associate, you do not cohabitate with fornicators. I'm not talking about those of the world. I'm talking about those
that remove their mind and their heart away from Yahweh. This is a world that is so steeped in wickedness and corruption. Unless, thank you, my brother, we have that mind of HaMashiach, you will never please Yahweh. So that's why it's so difficult for us to please Him. I'm not going to add much what He said because it was good and right. That's why we can't please Him, because we don't have that mind. When you get that mind, you will please Him. When you get that mind, let it be permissible. Give strength to that mind. Well, how do I know what He told us? How we can understand that mind. We must get into this, the book. And you will never develop that mind. You will never develop that kind of mind in the sensual, pagan, hypocrisy, wisdom of this world. We need this which is based upon purity. And Yahweh is pure. So He warned the house, and the whole house has been warned tonight. We all, everyone, we've been warned. Repent. We were admonished to do that continuously. Shall we bless you? Let us stand to our feet. Be encouraged tonight. In all things we do bless you, our precious Abba. We thank you for your word, your truth, the rich blessings of your truth, Yahweh. And that you cover the major of things tonight to challenge all of our love, our levim, to show us what things that are in us that actually we indict you, but it's actually indicting our own hearts. So we ask you tonight, as the words were spoken by Deacon Bennett, to strengthen us all, and that we would hear that and take heed and let it resonate in our inward parts and be a blessing of strength. And that we will allow these words to challenge what is in us and challenge the thoughts and the mindset and the ideas. Help us all tonight that we will do just what the word said tonight, that we would pray as Deacon Bennett reminded us of one another, and to bless you and to be thankful. When there are many that have suffered greatly today, and the great trial and challenge of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and the fiery furnace, yet Nebuchadnezzar could see them actually praising and lifting up you. So as your word instructs us, we must do what it tells us, to praise you, to bless you, and to do all things that you commanded us in Scripture. Bless all the brothers that have gone out to work today, recharge their bodies physically, spiritually, as well as they've been challenged by the powers of hell. And the homes tonight, that it may be a refreshed ruah in them. And my home began at my home, and all the homes here, as we are in the house, the beit of Yahweh, that the ruah, the spirit, will be one. It'll be one because we know that Yahweh is Ahava. We know your love, Yahweh. We bless you tonight, and we thank you for all things in HaMashiach's mighty name. And all of His people cried, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.